Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hello, and
and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk Major League Baseball in G Money Sports Report.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
Yeah, what's up, DJ Papa G, and how you doing in Oakland City?
Doing all right. What's going on, G Money?
Oh, man, it's just another hot day here in Vegas. They asked me if I had my water bottle when I came outside. I said, no, it ain't that hot, is it? They said, oh, it's going to be in the hundreds. And I said, well, I'll have to remember my water bottle tomorrow then. But anyway, yeah, it's a little warm out here. So I didn't go to the Blind Center today, so I'm kind of disappointed. That's 3 weeks in a row they forgot to take me. So I'm disappointed. But anyway, I told them about it, so they're going to get on the job. They're going to get their job together. So that next week I can go. But anyway, let's talk Major League Baseball. Are they starting the All-Star games yet?
They both start today at 5 p.m., which is in about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. So we won't hear about any results from today. Do they have any, do you have any reports about the people that have made the All-Star team? Do they have the lineup for the All-Star team for the American League and for the National League?
I'm sure I can find it.
Okay. If not, that'll be something for us to headline our sports report on Thursday. We can talk about all of the players that made the All-Star team. And who's playing today? Is it the American League All-Star game or is it the National League All-Star game?
They're both playing today at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. So we should be able to get the lineup from both the All-Stars in the American League and the All-Stars in the National League. That should be a good All-Star team, boy. The National League got some really good ball players, and the American League has some good pitching and some good base runners. It should be an interesting All-Star game that they're playing tonight. I look forward to seeing the game when it comes on TV this evening. It should be interesting.
Yeah. So I have the lineups for the National League.
Oh, okay.
And the American League.
Let's see. Okay. Well, let's see who's in the lineup for the National League.
In the National League, playing right field, it's Ronald Acuna Jr.
He's going to be batting first? Are you giving the order of the batting lineup to? Okay, so he's going to be first
how it's listed
in
here.
Right field.
Yeah, and he's from the who's he from? Looks like he's from the Atlanta Braves. And
okay.
Batting number two, first baseman Freddie Freeman, who is from the LA Dodgers.
Okay.
And batting third, Mookie Betts, center fielder from the LA Dodgers. And batting cleanup, number four, J.D. Martinez from the L.A. Dodgers.
So Dodgers got second, third, and fourth batter? All right, Dodgers.
Yep.
Put the lineup together. All right.
Batting in number five position, Nolan Arenado, who's the third baseman from the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in number six position, Luis Reyes, who's a second baseman, and he is from the Miami Marlins. Batting in number seventh position, Sean Murphy, who's a catcher, and he's from the Atlanta Braves. And batting in number eight position, Corbin Carroll, left fielder, and he is from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Go Backs. And in number nine, Orlando Arcia, who is a shortstop for the Atlanta Braves.
Okay. Atlanta got three players. The Dodgers got four players. And then the other two players are from the other team.
From the Miami Marlins and from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah. All right. Guess they're putting their best foot forward. They got the Dodgers and the Braves hitting the ball to lead off. Yeah, the top five players. So that's smart. Okay. So what's the other All-Star team look like?
In the American League, batting number one position, Marcus Semien, who is the second baseman for the Texas Rangers. Batting in number two position is Shohei Ohtani, who is a designated hitter. And I believe he's also a pitcher for the California Angels. And batting in third position, it's Randy Arozarena, who's a left fielder for the Tampa Bay Rays. Batting cleanup, Corey Seager, who's a shortstop. for the Texas Rangers. Batting number five, Yandy Diaz, who's the first baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays. And number six, Adolis Garcia, who is a right fielder for the Texas Rangers. And batting number seven, Austin Hayes, who's a center fielder for the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in number eight position is Josh Jung, or Young, who's third baseman for the Texas Rangers. And in number ninth position, it's Jonah Heim, who's the catcher for the Texas Rangers. So Texas Rangers got a whole bunch of folks in the lineup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, so it's just the American League playing the National League? It's not two American League teams playing two National League teams?
No. Oh.
Okay.
It's the National League All-Stars playing the American League All-Stars.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That should be really interesting then. Since the National League got all the power hitters, they got the Braves, they got the Dodgers, they got the Giants, they got the Toronto team. Oh, man, they got all the power in the National League. In the American League, I guess they got all the defensive players. They got the first baseman, the catcher, the center fielder, the left fielder. Oh, man. They got a whole defensive squad in the American League. So, who am I going to root for? Well, I guess the team with the best offense is going to be the National League. So I guess I could root for the National League to win the All-Star game today. And then we'll have to see what happens later on in the day when it gets into the defense to see who's going to shut the offense down at the end of the game. So looks like the National League will start off scoring all the points in the beginning. And then the American League will come back and play hella defense to shut the National League down. So that's what it looks like to me, how they set the standing for the team. So, okay, we have to check it out. And we'll have to come back on Thursday.
I forgot, the starting pitcher for the National League is Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the starting pitcher for the American League is Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees.
Of the Yankees? Whoa. The Yankees pitching for the American League? Okay. All right.
Yankees from the Yankees.
Do they have a DH, a designated hitter in the American League? I think they just have it in the National League. I don't think they have
a
DH in the American
League. The designated hitter in the American League is I read his name is Shohei Ohtani, and a designated hitter in the National League is J.D. Martinez.
Okay. Who's catching in the American League?
Jonah Heim from the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, it sounds like they have a set lineup, so we'll have to see what happens with the lineup in the beginning. Well, later on in the day, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, we have to see what the baseball game is going to be like in the All-Star game for today. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the baseball All-Star game. And let's talk basketball, WNBA basketball. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what the standing in the WNBA is right now.
All right. Well, you know, instead of going east and west, I'll just give you the overall standings. In first place, it's the Las Vegas Aces with 17 wins and 2 losses. In second place, it's the New York Liberty with 13 wins and 14 losses. I mean, 13 wins and 2 losses. I'm sorry, 13 wins and 4 losses. In third place, it's Connecticut Sun, who is in the Eastern Conference with 14 wins and 5 losses. In fourth place, it's the Washington Mystics in the Eastern Conference with 10 wins and 8 losses. In fifth place, it's the Atlanta Dream, who's in the Eastern Conference with 10 wins and 8 losses. In sixth place, it's the Dallas Wings with 10 wins and 9 losses, and they're in the Western Conference. In seventh place, it's the Minnesota Lynx in the Western Conference with 9 wins and 10 losses. In eighth place, Chicago Sky with eight wins and 11 losses. They're in the Eastern Conference. In ninth place is the L.A. Sparks from the Western Conference, 7 wins and 12 losses. In 10th place, it's the Indiana Fever in the Eastern Conference with 5 wins and 14 losses. In 11th place, Seattle Storm from the Western Conference, 4 wins and 14 losses. And in 12th place, the Phoenix Mercury in the Western Conference with 4 wins and 14 losses. That's it for the WNBA.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in the top, what's that, the top 10 teams?
That's all of the 12 teams that are in the WNBA.
Oh, that's right. It's only 12 teams. I was going to say, I know the top 6 were the Western Conference, and the bottom 6 must be the Eastern Conference. But I guess they've been mixed up.
No. Nope. The last two, 11 and 12, are both in the Western Conference. The Las Vegas Aces, number 1, is in the Western Conference. But 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all in the Eastern Conference. And then 6, 7 are in Western Conference. 8 is in the Eastern Conference. 9 is in the West. 10 is in the East. And then 11 and 12 are in the West.
Oh, okay. So I guess the division, the conferences are divided pretty evenly then, since it's only 6 teams in each conference. I guess they're divided pretty well up. All right. Well, I can't wait for the WNBA All-Star game. That should be real interesting to see who represents the East and who represents the West in the All-Star game. Well, all right. With SG Money Sports Report on today, July 10th. 2023. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of, well, I want to start with a song. Let's start with a song. DJ, did you find that Eminem song that I told you to look for yesterday? Did you see that new Eminem song?
I did not know. I could not find. Eminem has about, he has a new album out, basically, that has about 12 songs on it. And so I didn't know which song was the one you were talking about.
Yeah, well, I only heard 4 of Eminem's songs. So I know this one that I heard yesterday was really crazy. He was talking about robbing people, and Dr. Dre was complaining about stuff they were doing, and they were telling Dr. Dre to shut up. I was like, oh, no, that sounds real crazy. But I won't even spoil it for the fans. I'll play it for them later when we find the song, because it was really...
You don't know the name of the song?
No, I don't know the name of it. I just heard it on the radio yesterday, and it just caught me by surprise because I was listening to it, and I'm like, what is this? And then I heard Eminem talking about Slim Shady. And then Dr. Dre was talking about, I told you not to steal that money from him. Now what you gonna do? And I was like, what? What's going on with Dr. Dre and Eminem? What are they doing? And Slim Shady stealing stuff from people. I was like, oh, no, this is going to be comical. And that's when I decided that all the songs I wanted to sing, I wanted them to be comedy. I wasn't trying to do no R&B, although my music, I wanted to be R&B. But I want the songs to be comical. When people hear them, I want them to laugh at the music. But, yeah, I decided that all of my songs are going to be comical. So, can we start with the song, DJ? I'm ready to play one if you're ready for it.
Well, you know what? Let's play this song and see if you like it. It's called Guns Blazing by Eminem.
It's time to face the music, a state of execution, no more distribution.
The fuck you doing?
You did this to me. I'm right back on my bullshit, right back out in these streets. Just remember that you did this to yourself.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
Now you gotta solve for the consequences.
Back up the bat and swing it for the fences.
Remember that.
Let's make one thing clear. Here, my dear, my resolute for this year. No pollution, fresh air. My solution, long hair with a fat ass. I'm dead ass. Mile high club till I jet lag. Raw steam flow, casino. And you just like Ginger. We know, bingo negro, I don't need yo.
Double standards and hypocrisy.
And that fake hand holding on Father's Day. You a different motherfucker when you're not with me. Been sleeping with the enemy, mockery. It's like I'm John F. Kennedy, shot to me. Yes, I'm president of debauchery. None of that bullshit ever got to me. Cause yo, pillow, brillo, ditto. Breaking this shit down little by little. I ain't got time for the fucking pom-pom. Should've never let this dog out of that kennel.
Wasting time debating about who I'm with when I'm not around.
Just don't forget who you fucking with when stepping on hollow ground.
Cause you did this to me. Right back on my bullshit, right back out in these streets. Just remember that you did this to yourself.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
Now you gotta solve for the consequences.
Sorry isn't gonna help. How many times have I got burnt and tried to act like I'm not hurt? Or take you back and we not work like clockwork? This shit is agony, you're dragging me Glock first. Just remember you draw first, you ain't toe tagging me. Whole bag any blowback, you deserve the Bozak. Bitch, my soul's blackening, so actually this could have been a lot worse. I could have name dropped you in my verse. But out of respect for your daughter, I won't blow your spot up. Cause your toddler does not deserve to get caught up in our dirt. And good luck with the father, being stuck with him now. High fucking high words to the doctor. These are wounds you cannot nurse. Hope it's driving you bonkers that I'm not yours. Guess I must have got wise, you were not sly. Just cause you can make up and on the spot lie. I'm coming out, guns blazing, shots fired. Hand Santa, I'm cutting off ties. Bitch, everything you own's in a box pie. Guess it's back to the trailer and pop pies. Hope I pull up to the window with pop pies. One day and you'll be serving me hot fries.
But you did this to me.
To your own medicine, you shed a skin. Yeah, you reptilian, bitch, off of your knees. Yeah. Begging for forgiveness. Yeah, look at you, marry him again, bitch. You him, bitch, it is regular hymns, bitch. We will never be together again, ever. And when you're in bed with him in wish you was with me, just remember that you did this to me.
Yeah, now right back on my bullshit, right back out in these streets.
That's what you did.
Just remember that you did this to yourself.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
Now you gotta solve for the consequences.
I'm sorry isn't gonna help.
Remember that
Michelle.
You did this to me.
Yeah,
I'm right back on my bullshit, right back out in these streets.
Walk around and make you famous.
Remember that you did this to yourself.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
Now you gotta solve for the consequences.
So when I'm hitting someone else and you're
wasting time debating about who I'm with when I'm not around,
just don't forget who you fucking with when stepping on hollow ground.
Oh, that's tight. I like that. Eminem with the gangster beat, and Dr. Dre is right behind him in the seat. All right. Well, that's all right. That's okay. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And, man, I like that first song by Eminem. So we got to play some more Eminem later on in the show, because I think Eminem is trying to blow it up. All righty then. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. You know, there was a farmer that went to the county fair, and he was looking at all of the rides, and he liked the airplane ride. So he went over and was talking to the airplane ride operator, and he asked him how much it cost for the ride. And the operator told him it was $10 per person. And the farmer said, well, that's kind of steep. I don't know. That's kind of expensive. And the operator said, well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride the ride without making any noise, then the ride will be free. It'll be on the house. And the farmer said, okay, we want to take that ride. So he loaded them up on the ride, and they rode around and around and around and around. And when the ride came to an end, the operator opened the doors to let the riders up, and he found out that the farmer was still on the ride. And he said, oh, I didn't know you were still on the ride. I forgot. You were so quiet, you didn't make any noise. And the farmer said, yeah, well, it's really hard for me to be quiet, especially after my wife fell off the ride. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, there are two men that were arguing about whether God, Jesus Christ, was black or whether he was white. And they were complaining and arguing about it. And they said when Jesus came to earth, one guy said Jesus was white. And the other guy said, no, when Jesus came to earth, he was a black man. And they were arguing about it, saying, no, Jesus was white. And the other guy was like, no, Jesus was black. And they were arguing back and forth until they got older. And then they died. And they both of the men went to heaven. And they were in heaven behind the pearly gate. And Jesus walked up. And one man said, hey, Jesus, tell us if you were black or white when you were on earth. And the other man said, no, Jesus, tell him that you were black when you were on earth. And Jesus looked at them, and both of them said, see and they say. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a painter that had put some paintings in the art gallery, and he went to the gallery, and he was walking around looking at the painting, and he saw the manager of the art gallery, and he asked him if anybody had been asking about any of his paintings. And the manager said, well, actually, there was a man that came in here and was asking about your painting. And the painter asked, he said, well, what was he saying about my painting? And the manager said, well, he was just asking the artists that drew these paintings, if they died, would their paintings go up in value? And the manager told him, of course they would. That means the artist would be world famous and his paintings would go up in value. And the painter was excited. He said, who was the...
Obi Trice, real name, no gimmick. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Fuck you, Devin!
Now this is like a top of me, so everybody just follow me, 'cause we need a little
pit. I'm on an AK-47 laying on my hips. Sometimes I don't trip. One motherfucker from the underground. The big sack fucking niggas if they fuck around. Hey yo, why y'all got beef with police? Ain't that a bitch? Some motherfuckers got a beef with me. You know you really can't say that to blame niggas. Fuck being changed out of flames. I'm an aim trigger. Tupac a revolution. About the Constitution. I want my bucks for restitution. This time you got a bigger problem. I'm evade the niggas since I sent you off in Brooklyn and Harlem. And we ain't shooting at each other. That's a motherfucking brother. So take Luke, run for cover. And other bitches from the Klan. Can feel the wrath of a black man that does a soul crackin'. I don't think St. I. Genuine drive, ganja, ganja. And my fucking tech nine.
Him dying, I was more shocked to him. Pac is a strong dude, yo. I know dudes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He real strong. So when it was like he got shot, I was just more like, again? You know what I'm saying? He always getting shot or shot at. He gonna pull through this one again, make a few records about it, and it's gonna be over, you know what I'm saying? But when he died, I was just like, whoa.
I grew up, but fucking screw up. Got introduced to the game, got an ounce and fucking blew up. Chopping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Small trying to turn into the Black Frank White. We had to go dress to change our description. Two cops is on the milk box missing. Shows they close, you know they got stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon. Run from the police, picture that. Nigga, I'm too fat. I fuck around and catch an asthma attack. That's why I bust back. It don't faze me. When he drop, take his clock and I'm slazy.
It's a psycho top of me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said it's a psycho top of me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
One, two, bringing to the phone. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off the cut.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Cause ain't nothing but a G-Bang, baby. Two low-depth D, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me, they got a trick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now if she burning, I'ma chill for a minute. Cause ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, holy field. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel.
It's a psycho top of me, so everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I'm saying
and I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I damn near got killed cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro at the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit.
Yeah.
To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
And we ain't got no love for those.
So just chill till the next episode.
Fuck you, give it. Now this is like a top of me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this is like a top of me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smoke. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies that I'm asking y'all. Which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm trouble. Last week messed around and got a triple double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
It's a psycho top of me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said it's a psycho top of me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
One, two, three into the four. Easy motherfucking E with the chrome to your dome. In my 6-4 rag top, I got a lot of juice, a lot of fucking blocks. Now when I hit that switch, I'm bouncing. More bounce to the ice and I'm clowning. Keep the gat in.
in my lap, cause I'm fully strapped for the carjackers. No haps, cause I pack a deck mine. Plus an AK-47. Send a one-way ticket to my hell or maybe heaven. Deep, nigga, I don't sleep. Bury motherfuckers in the concrete. They try to creep kinda slow in the ass throw. But I'm peeping niggas out in my left window. So I blast and I blast, so I blast no more. Yo, they call a motherfucker Dodo.
No cameras, just action, goddammit. Never no superstar, I'm more like a planet. So my composure is kept for others start to sweat. Emerging from the fog with my fucked up dialogue. Try to live high on the hog, leaves you bankrupt. And niggas you spend it on will not give a fuck. And that's deep, how deep, it's deeper than Atlantis. Home of the scandalous, big bad Los Angeles. Dangerous, vandalous show, not to be trusted. So how the fuck is you hard up in your star by the boulevard? Pulling that card and saying gin, motherfucker. Flowing like liquid, soak it in, motherfucker. I'm breaking it down, my sound surrounds like death from the west, putting whole counties to the test. It's all in perspective, break a 1-9 copy. This is for the niggas getting caught up in a pop-up.
This is like a top of me. So everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this is like a top of me. So everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me.
Look, red bones and red bottoms. Like Red Bull, we don't give them wings, we red got them. Candy rappers and cinnamon, we red hot them. Headshot them, go against my grain, get head problems. Big dummy garbage rappers, we red fox. Shoot an actor in high depth in red box. Tip the scales in my favor, stay in your top 10. The flights like a triple beam, I'm weighing my options. Y'all like wild man, you high man. Keep a big pop, cause I ain't ready to die yet. I digress, or I'm just too intense to digest. Stretched in a high risk, compliments to my shut. Game ain't been the same since I left. Is they really crooks, or just a pain in my neck? Who pay? Ain't no lanes in my set. Fresh pair of Nike Airs, I just do it for my chest.
Now this looks like a top of me. So everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a top of me. So everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me.
I just get a tap in, I go sit for chat with anybody who's talking this shit, that's it. Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked. Worse than the middle in biscuit bastards. And Moby, you can get thrown by Obi. You 36-year-old boy headed back lonely. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listens to sex, no, no, let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults I've been doing. Suspenseful with a pistol ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just a fiend. Hey, so I'm not the first king of controversy. I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley. To do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. But no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a top of me. So everybody just follow me. It feels so empty without me.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was the city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy. And he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And everybody around the world, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a man that went into a bar, and he told the bartender he needed a double shot of something strong because he was upset. And the man bartender said, okay, do you want some vodka or you want some whiskey or what do you want to drink? He said, I don't know. Just give me something strong. And the bartender said, okay, I'm going to give you a double shot of whiskey with a little Coke back. And the man said, all right. And the bartender fixed the drink and passed it to the man. And the man took a sip. Then he took another sip. And then he turned the drink up and passed it back to the bartender. And he said, give me another one of those double shots. That was good. And so the bartender said, all right. And he fixed him another double shot of brandy with Coke. And the man drank it, and he sipped it, and he sipped it. And then he turned it up and drank the whole thing. And the bartender asked him, he said, why are you so upset? What is your problem? And he said, man, I don't know. I came, went home the other day, and I caught my wife in bed with another man. And he said, really? Wow. Well, what did you do about your wife? He said, man, I told my wife to get up, get dressed, and get out of my house. I didn't want to see her no more later on, no more in life. And the bartender said, well, that's one way to get rid of your wife. Well, what did you do with your best friend? He said, I just looked at him in his face, and I put my fingers in his eyes, and I said, bad dog. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, there was another man that came into the bar, and he was upset. He sat around, and he had a briefcase in his possession, and he asked the bartender, if I could show you something really interesting, can I get a free drink? And the bartender said, maybe people come in here with all kind of interesting things trying to get free drinks. So whatever you want to show me, better be really interesting if you want to get a free drink from me. So the man opened his briefcase, and he pulled out a little mini piano, and he set a hamster up by the piano. And the hamster started playing music. And the hamster was playing all these old songs by Beethoven and by Bach. And the bartender was fascinated. He was like, wow, that's really amazing. Okay, I can give you a free drink for that. And he fixed him a free drink and gave it to the man. And the man was sipping on the drink. And then he turned it up and said, all right, I want another free drink. And the bartender said, well, you have to have something new to show me for me to give you another free drink. And the man said, okay, I got something new. And he took a frog out of his briefcase and sat it in front of the piano. And the hamster started playing Billie Jean. And the frog was singing Billie Jean. And the bartender was fascinated. He was like, oh, no, I have never seen anything like that. That is amazing. Oh, yeah, I'll give you a drink for that. And then he fixed him a drink and gave it to the man, and the man sipped it, and then turned it up. And he put it back on the bar, and he said, I want another free drink. And the bartender said, well, I don't know. You showed me some pretty good tricks, so I'll give you one more free drink. And the bartender fixed him another double shot of drink and then gave it to the man, and he drank some sips. And then he turned it up, and he told the bartender, he said, well, I like you. You really showed me a good time. And then there was a man sitting at a table behind the bar, and he saw what was going on in the bar, and the man got up and went to the man with the briefcase and said, hey, man, I'll buy that frog from you for $100. And the man said, for $100? And the man said, yeah, I'll give you $100 for that singing frog. And the man said, okay, that's a deal. So he gave him $100, and the man gave him the frog, and the man put the frog in his pocket and then walked out the bar. And the bartender said, man, do you realize you just gave away a $1 million frog? And the man said, well, it wasn't that expensive because the frog is a ventriloquist. He only sings whatever the hamster can play on the piano. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, it's time for me to play another song. I want to play one of my songs, one of my original songs, and it's called I'm a Comedian from L.A., and I want to play it for all of the people in L.A. that love G Money's music. So we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis. And I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on,
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked. smokes it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star.
Come on now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, because I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know, and if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher, and I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning, but there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It was just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a man sleeping in his bed, and his mother went up the stairs and was trying to wake him up. She said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, you know. It's time for you to go to school, don't you know?" And he said, "Mama, Mama, I don't want to go to school today. I'm still tired. Plus, the teachers don't like me, and the students talk about me. So I don't want to go to school today." And his mother said, "Well, you're going to have to go, so you might as well get up and get dressed." He said, "Mama, let me sleep 15 minutes longer, and then I'll get up and get dressed and go to school." And she said, "Okay, I'll give you 15 minutes. So I'm going to set your snooze alarm for 15 minutes. And when the alarm goes off, then I'm coming back up the stairs to wake you up and get you up and get you ready for school." And he said, yeah. And he went back to sleep. 15 minutes later, the alarm went off. And his mother was walking up the stairs saying, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, you know. It's time for you to go to school, don't you know?" And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids talk about me and the teachers don't like me. I don't want to go to school." And she said, "I don't care if the teachers talk about you and the kids don't like you. You got to go to school because that's your job. You're the principal." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. I got another joke for you. There were 3 men working on a construction site, and they were on the 55th floor of a high-rise building, and they were putting in windows on the high-rise. And so they took a lunch break, and they stopped, and they were sitting on the edge of the 51st floor. And the Italian guy took out his lunch, and he said, "If I got lasagna again, I'm going to throw myself off the building, and I'm going to kill myself. Because I told my wife I didn't want lasagna anymore for lunch." And he opened his lunch, and he had lasagna for lunch. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then there was a Spanish guy that was sitting next to him on the edge of the 55th floor of the high rise. And he said, if I got Mexican food, I'm going to throw myself off the building. Because I told my wife to give me anything except Mexican food. And he opened his lunch, and he had tacos and burritos. And he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then the last guy was a Polish guy. And he had said that he didn't want any Polish sausage. He was tired of Polish sausage for lunch. But he opened his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage sandwich for his lunch, and he threw himself off the building and killed himself. Well, since all three men worked together and they died together, they had their funeral together, and they were in the funeral hall, and the wives were crying and saying, oh, I miss my husband. I can't believe he's dead. I can't believe he died. And I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I can't believe that my husband is dead. And the Spanish wife was crying and saying, I can't believe my husband died over his lunch. He said he wanted something Spanish, and I gave him something Spanish, but I can't believe that he killed himself over his lunch. Oh, I miss my husband so much. And they looked at the Polish lady, and she wasn't crying. She was standing up there saying, well, I miss my husband. He was good with the kids, and he used to come home and bring me his paycheck every week. So I miss him, and I can't believe he's dead. And the wives looked at her, and they said, you're not disappointed because your husband killed himself over his lunch? And she said, no, he didn't kill himself over his lunch because he fixed his own lunch. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ooh. Why is my foot sore? Uh-oh. That's a problem. Oh. All right. Well, it's time for us to play another song. So, I want to play DJ. Do we have a song called It's a Family Affair? Did we record that? If we do, play that song.
Are you talking about your song?
Yes, my song, Family Affair.
Yeah.
All right.
That one?
I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the song. That's it.
All right. I'll start it from the beginning. Go ahead and introduce it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is my 51st song that I recorded for the listening audience. Pretty soon, I'm going to get the music for it so I can sell it on the radio, but it's called Family Affair. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the song for your entertainment pleasure. Family Affair.
And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
We'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food.
That's me.
I got kids in the park on the swing. I got kids sliding on the slide. I got kids playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah. Cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill.
We're
hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm cheap money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
Played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me and he looked over my sodas and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
when the team, when I got to be in the sixth grade and in the seventh grade and in the eighth grade, I was playing with kids my size. And in my school, I only had like three guys that were bigger than me, and they played on my team, which was good because I was playing as a guard. I was dribbling the ball down. I didn't really shoot a whole lot because I wasn't confident in my shot, and I couldn't really make a layup because I would always try to lay the ball up, and I would bounce it off of the rim. So I wasn't a good shooter. So basketball wasn't my best sport, but I was really good at playing ball. And every year I would go out for the basketball team and I would play on the team at my school. Now, during the same time, I was playing basketball Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, I would be playing in the YMCA. And at that time, I was playing with kids my age or a little older, and I was still aggressive at playing the game. I would go to the backboard, and I would grab for rebounds, and I would dribble the ball out, and I would pass it to my teammates so they could get some open shots and they could score. And my coach really liked my aggressive behavior, so he didn't have a problem putting me on the team. I didn't start as a player until I was older because I wasn't tall like the rest of the guys on my team. I was still a short kid because I was younger than everybody I was playing with. But I was aggressive, and I had inspiration, and I was jumping for the ball. I was crashing the board, and I had no fear of going for rebounds in the game. So every year, my coach would let me join the team. He didn't cut me like he did some people. He cut some people that were playing that were trying out for the team, but they didn't have what it took to be a team player. They couldn't dribble the ball. They didn't know how to play defense. They were not aggressive as I was. But I still tried to shoot the ball, even though I didn't make very many shots. I would still be able to dribble the ball up court and pass it to my teammates, and they would be able to shoot and score. So we were winning a lot of games because we had the right attitude. Now, I played in the YMCA, and we had jerseys. We didn't have tank tops like we did in my Catholic school league, but we had jerseys that said the name of our team, and I don't remember the name of my team. At the time, it could have been the Lakers, or it could have been the Rockets, or it could have been the Heat, or it could have been the 76ers. I don't know who the team was, but we had colored jerseys that we played in, and we had shorts that matched our jersey. So we had a team uniform, and then we had socks, and I always wore long white socks, tube socks that went all the way up to my knees, and I wore the tube socks and always wore my Converse tennis shoes to play basketball in because those were my basketball shoes, and I had other shoes that I wore around the house. And I wore in the neighborhood when I was going outside to play. But my Converse were my sports shoes. And those were the shoes that I wore to play basketball. And so that's what I wore. Every year, I got a brand new pair of Converse All-Stars. So to play basketball every year on my basketball team. And when I was playing at St. Anselm's, we had red and white uniforms where I had red and blue shoestrings in my shoes, and I had red and white uniforms. And when we only had one uniform, we only played with one uniform. We didn't have a change of uniforms to be able to play when we went away to play at different Catholic school elementaries, like we played at St. Albert the Great. We played at St. Eugene's. We played at St. John's. We played at Transfiguration. We played at St. Bernadette. Yeah, we played at all of these different schools, and all of them had different colored uniforms. So we would go in with our red uniform, and we'd play against these other schools that, like, had different color uniforms. St. John was green. St. Eugene was blue. Transfiguration was burgundy. St. Albert the Great was, what color was St. Albert the Great? I think they were like a royal blue, because St. Eugene was a navy blue, and St. Albert the Great was like a royal blue. And St. Bernadette's might have been a off-red color. So we all had different colors for our uniforms. And every year I got a new uniform to play in because I got bigger each year, and they gave me a new uniform that was bigger than the uniform I had worn the year before. And I got a different number every year. I started off wearing 17, and I tried to keep 17 every year, but I didn't get to keep 17 because as the uniforms got newer and were better material, then they were made, and they had different numbers on them. So I didn't always get to keep 17. Sometimes I wore 22, sometimes I wore 25, but those were my numbers when I played basketball. And I tried to keep them when I played football, too, but it wasn't always possible. But, yeah, I had a good time playing basketball. And because I played basketball every year, I went up from grade to grade. I was playing with some guys that were my size as I got to the sixth grade and to the seventh grade and to the eighth grade. I was playing with guys that were in my classroom because the Catholic school team, we didn't get a lot of new players every year. We got the same players that joined the school, and they just stayed in the school. Every year, they just moved up to a different grade. So we had the same players every year. So as I got older, I got taller, and I started playing with some bigger kids. And we ended up having some guys on my team that were like 6'8". I had a buddy named Aaron Oliver that was 6'8". And his brother became one of our coaches. And we had a couple of other guys. I had a buddy named Joe Leon that was about 6'4", and he played pretty good, but he wasn't a great player, but he was okay. And then I had a buddy that name was Tony Hill, and he was about 6'3". So we had some tall guys on my team, but I was about 6'1". When I was playing in the eighth grade, and I was about 6'1 in the seventh grade, and maybe I was about 6 feet tall in the sixth grade, but I always had the same aggression and the same crash the board mentality, which made me a good basketball player even though I couldn't really shoot a lot, but I could dribble real good with either hand. I could dribble between my legs and around my back, and I could pass the ball to my teammates real good, and I played really good in the YMCA because I played with the kids that were my size and they were my age. As I was getting older, then I was playing with older kids, and we got some bigger kids when I was playing in the Y. But it was all right because I was playing my position. I was a guard, and it was my job to bring the ball up court and to pass the ball to my teammates, and I was a team player. So I would pass the ball. I wouldn't really shoot a lot because I wasn't a good shooter, but I could dribble the ball. I could jump for rebounds. I could crash the board, and I played good defense. Yeah, I played good in the sport of basketball.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. I'm sorry, DJ. My foot is just hurting so bad. I don't know if it's the sun or whatever, but my foot is killing me. So I'm inside now. So is it time for us to do the birthday wishes, the birthdays?
Yes, it is. 4:46.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, let's do the birthdays for the fans, the followers of the radio show, and the fan club members. And we'll be back for a birthday song in a minute. Oh.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, July 11th, 7-11-2023. Happy birthday to Regina Haygood. Happy birthday to Kindred Spirit. Happy birthday to Naira Adia Muhammad. Happy birthday to Renee Henderson. Happy birthday to Sequoia Cooper Hargrove. Happy birthday, Meredith Rogers. Happy birthday, Jonathan Lil John Smith. Happy birthday to Gilbert Hevia. Happy birthday to Terrell A. Carter Sr. And last but not least, happy birthday to Kennedy Barnes. That's it. So we just want to wish everybody a happy birthday who's celebrating today. 7-11, July 11th, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody celebrating birthday today. July 11th, 7/11, the lucky numbers for the day. So I hope everybody gets to the casino and gets to play their lucky numbers on the roulette wheel. 7/11 is the numbers of the day. So good luck with your roulette playing numbers. And I hope you have a good success on your birthday. All right. Well, I'm still in pain, but I want you to have a good day, and may God bless you with all of the graces and the glory that you can receive today on your birthday. And may everybody have a good and happy day today. May have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have the graciousness and the glory of God in your life. All right. Well, I'm going to try to sing this song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. May you have a good day always and every day. And may you have all of your family and friends around you tonight when you're celebrating your birthday at your house for dinner. May you have your family cooking you a fabulous meal. And may you celebrate with the loved ones around your table. And may God give you the glory and the peace of mind that you need to exist in this world today. So happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And glory be to God and Almighty Father. Amen. All right, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
You still there?